took a walk back then. I had a moment thinking how it stand between you and me, my dear. And we can make it for another year, I guess. So maybe I don't care. I wrote it in my diary, and all my word is true. I even tore out all the pages of my.
Oh, oh no. tonight.
What better way to spend your Monday afternoon than by listening to a bit of a history highlight? On this day in history, April 17th, 1986, an alleged state of war lasting 335 years between the Netherlands and the Isles of Sicily, they declared peace, bringing an end to any hypothetical war that may have been legally considered to exist. Happy birthday, April 17th, 1837, to J.P. Morgan, an American banker and financier. It's also the birthday in 1903 of Nicholas Nabokov, a Russian-American composer and educator, as was on this day in history, April 17th, 1959. Li Maisu, a Chinese shot putter. And in 1984, it was also the birthday of Pablo Sebastian Alvarez, an Argentinian footballer. On this day in history in 1521, the trial of Martin Luther over his teaching begins during the assembly of the Diet of Worms. In 1945, the historian Trang Chong Kim is appointed the Prime Minister of the Empire of Vietnam. In 1970, the Apollo 13 spacecraft returns to Earth safely. On this day in history, April 17th, in 2014, NASA's Kepler Space Telescope confirms the discovery of the first Earth-sized planet in the habitable zone of another star. Today was also the death day on April 17th, 744, of Al-Walid II, an Umayyad caliph, as in 1892, Alexander Mackenzie passed away, a Scottish-Canadian politician, the second Prime Minister of Canada. In 1975, Sarvi Pali Radhakrishnan, an Indian philosopher and politician, the second president of India, died. And in 1971, the Provisional Government of Bangladesh is formed. On this day in history, in 1992, the Katina P is deliberately run aground off of Maputo, Mozambique, and 60,000 tons of crude oil spill into the ocean. And that has been a bit of a history highlight.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
It's time for the Internet Headlines part of the program. The Internet and the interwebs have been around for quite some time, bringing news and headlines. And this past week, I noticed a huge volcanic eruption in Kamchatka, Russia. Team Canada beat Team USA in a hockey 4-3 shootout. The Vivo T2 cell phone launched in India. David M. from Rebel News Canada found Kayla Lemieux at a mall without the quoted Z or Z cup-sized attire on. The Starship TV Korean pop band IVEIAMMV rocketed past 16 million views on the first day that they released a video for a music video. The Missouri House Bill 116927 requires the labeling of products that can alter your genes, including pork. Who knew that pork could alter your genetic material? Michael Reeves, the engineer inventor, went dirt biking through the desert to TwitchCon, and then a dust storm came. King Charles of the UK was supposed to visit the capital city of France, but it was postponed because of the massive protests of millions of French citizens across the country. Garbage piling up, fuel depots blockaded from roadways, firefighters and police joining the protests, and now some government buildings have been set on fire. There's been the recent mending of relations between Saudi Arabia and the formerly bitter adversaries Iran and Syria. A China-brokered peace deal. Trump in the USA brought up the term nuclear warming in a interview while not in prison. Craig Breen died, something about Bud Light, the TEMU launch. Yeah, that's what I noticed on the internet this past week. Well, listeners, thanks for listening to The Generic Alternative this Monday afternoon, April 17th. I was your host, Alexander. Stick around for Typically Tuesdays. They're coming up next. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquit Lamb. If you want to find us online, we're at cgsf.ca, or you can find us on the SoundCloud. Thanks again for listening, and please enjoy the rest of your Monday afternoon.